Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
8:36 Central African time, at the time of the morning, where we join our own Member of Parliament, Ahmed Manzoor Sheikh Imam, the leader of the NFP. Ahmed, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Tell me, how are you doing this fine, beautiful Sunday morning?
Barakat, mashallah. Day, there's not much space for you now on the beach, I can assure you. The beach is packed already. You know, I see the city of Durban said that 2-3 days ago, the water in Itegwini is wonderful, beautiful, it's clean, it's beautiful. I don't know, that's not what I can see when I look through my window. But be that as it may, people are enjoying the beach day. Now, there's some very significant things that has been happening. First of all, the Israelis admit that they actually, well, they call it a mistake, but they've been making a lot of mistakes which they've been getting away with, isn't it? They killed three of their very own people when they went to attack those hostages in Gaza. And now they're taking responsibility for it. But my concern is if you look at the attitude and arrogance of Joe Biden. And that is why, my brother, I always say enemies of humankind is the United States of America. And if you remember not long ago, he said he saw photographs. He saw photos of children being beheaded. And then not long after that, they changed their story and said, no. It was the pictures that he saw in the media. And to date, not a single bit of evidence to confirm that. Not a single bit. And I can say without any doubt that Hamas will never go to that extent. Not at all. But what is it behind it? What is behind the statement that has been made? This is what I have repeatedly raised, that we must look deeper into this war that's going on. It's nothing to do with Hamas. It's nothing to do with the 7th of October. This is, if you look at the amounts of arms and ammunition that the United States of America is now sending through to Israel, what does that tell you? How much more money and revenue is going to go back to America? So this is a calculated move on part of the Israelis, the Zionist Israelis, and the United States of America. This is what it is about. This is more an economic war. And they've got no intention of leaving there anytime soon. The longer they stay there, the more money the United States of America is going to make. And two, even though this large number of people, over 18,500 people have subsequently died, it means absolutely nothing to them, nothing, nothing. So what I am saying is, the world needs to come together against the likes of the United States of America if you want peace in Palestine and everywhere else in the world. Start there. Don't concentrate on Israel. Concentrate on the United States of America. United States is arrogantly, you know, supplying more and more arms and ammunition to them to wage this war against innocent civilians in Palestine. On the local front, there's a whole lot that's going on. Jacob Zuma has now aligned himself with this new party, MK, yesterday, which simply means he's breaking the ANC into smaller pieces. Even though they can see with everything that has happened, including his role in how the image, decorum, and dignity of this country has been affected. But here it is. If I don't get it, nobody gets it. Destroy it if it has to be. That is the attitude, particularly of KZN politics. My party is no different. You can see that they are fighting. They're going to a conference, even though they should not be there, because there's matters before the court. It's a rogue unit, you know, but they won't listen. But the question is, where is all this money coming from? Where? Who is behind all these things that is happening? But I hope soon we'll be able to get to the bottom of that. Now, President Ramaphosa says that with the inequality in the country, you will not be able to reconcile. Correct. But when did he realize that? Last night? Night before? We've been raising this again and again and again. One of the most unequal societies in the world. Rich are getting richer and the poor are getting poorer. 17,500 black millionaires and multimillionaires created in the last couple of years. So how would the majority of the people in this country, you know, uplift themselves? They can't. Now, again, Minister of Transport, something that I think I personally raised, Brother Shafat, about 30, 40 times or maybe more, that a lot of the accidents on the road are caused by fatigue, you find them during the late hours of the night or early hours of the morning, and at the blink of an eye, you're off the road because people are getting paid, drivers are getting paid per load, so they don't sleep. I've seen that one child from Sikau Lake, you know, driving a fuel tanker near Velkom, went off the road and died. He was pleading that he can't manage, but they needed him to do the work, and he went off the road. That is why a lot of these heavy-duty accidents, late hours of the night, early hours of the morning, because of the fatigue. There comes this time when you can't keep your eyes open. So we need to deal with that. Now, we've been raising this again and again and again, but I see the minister has now raised that yesterday, in terms of that it's fatigue is one of those things that's causing the number of accidents, particularly heavy-duty accidents. Now, how do you like this one? Right near where you are, right? Very close to you. Silver Glen, very well-known area. We got our fellows there, got their drug factory there. And let me tell you, not only they had their drug factory and they got busted, more importantly, they had pit bull terriers there, so nobody can come in. The police officers had to shoot it, kill it, and be able to gain access. So look at the security that they've had there. Perhaps you need one of these pit bulls in all the malls, and you need one by all the police stations, because even the police stations are a threat at the moment with criminals. But can you imagine how these people, no matter all the evidence, you know, linking the societal problems to drugs and things, are these people lost their humanity, brother Sharon? The number of people they destroy in the process by giving them these drugs, manufacturing and selling them, nothing seems to deter some people, isn't it? Nothing, absolutely nothing.
Yeah, and then you find them, you know, maybe giving big donations to the church or things like that around them, and they say, oh, what a lovely man. But he had his pit bulls around him, and he's destroying the society, and, you know, in his, a way of being conniving, chooses 10 people that he, you know, puts them from boots to the hat, and then pays for the school fees and this fees, and they go around singing his praises. You've highlighted that many times, and then the minister of police will go there and you'll sit down and listen to the people say, oh, okay, yeah. I mean, talk about
but let me tell you what I'm waiting for, Brother Shepherd. Can I tell you what you can expect next?
Gee.
The police went there. They had a tip-off. They raided. They killed the dog. And they went and arrested these people, found this big factory that was existing. I'll tell you where the emphasis is going to be in the next, by the end of the day today. The police were callous. They were reckless. They killed the dog. Believe me, the emphasis is going to be, people are going to attack the police to say the police killed the dog. That's what's going to happen.
Yeah, and you know the West is more a dog-loving nation than a human-loving nation. You know the story. I mean, they have dog parlors, cat parlors, this parlors, but when the Palestinians...
But they don't feed the people. But the people in the country are going hungry at the moment. People are dying of malnutrition. More and more people are homeless. The infrastructure is collapsing. They're in dire straits.
Yeah, we're not saying don't feed your pets and your animals. You know, you have to do that. But we're making the point that, see what's happening in Palestine. There are so many of our kids, you know, were brutally murdered. But the West, you know, you saw how they voted against, you know, the veto and all that. Most of them, you know, not all of them. There's some lovely people around there. But generally, they love the pets more than maybe humankind. And
well, let me say this, but I've got, there's a cat that comes to my house in Cape Town every day, sits on my car if I'm not back and waits for me. And when I get up in the morning, waits, comes in. Now he seems to bring, I haven't checked whether he's a he or she, but I can tell you the cat brings the whole family. Now there's about 7 or 8 of them come. And I can tell you, very fussy cat, only drinks some fresh milk. It don't drink anything else. So I don't know. I have to ask Parliament to maybe include it in my salary so that I can adopt this kid. But it's really a pleasure. You feel so good when you do that, you know. And but the thing is this, you know, if you look at the incident that has taken place, how many lives are being destroyed, and they use the dog as their security so nobody can get in. So the police had no choice because of the fear, you know, fear of that dog, and the dog was apparently attacking them. And you know how many people have recently died through the pit bull terriers. But I can tell you, you're going to see there will be people coming out and complaining about why did they have to kill the dog. They won't understand the circumstances. I mean, surely the police didn't go to kill the dog or look for a dog. They went for the criminals. And anything that's on the way, they have to get past it. And unfortunately for this dog, there's no other way when you talk about a pit bull terrier that you would be able to confront and calm down or do anything to save the dog. But that's where the emphasis is going to be. But nobody's going to talk about the number of people that have suffered, that have died, that have ended up in rehabs and everything, and how dysfunctional and how many families became dysfunctional because of the conduct of these two people, just these two people.
Madla, you got the right lawyer. Like, you know, he say, listen, you could have used a dart. You could have tranquilized that animal. You didn't kill it that brutally. You know how they talk, eh? You know how they talk. You said, you asked me to ask a question. How come, you know, murderers are, you know, got to get off scot-free when they get the right criminal lawyer and have the right bucks, they get away scot-free. But on a more serious note, you know, when you're looking at the way these media houses, the way they're questioning people, and especially the pro-Zionist brigade, you know, these gutter journalists, they call them as George Galloway, some of the names that you know very well. He has referred to them as gutter you know, broadcasters. And he says, the first thing he says, do you consider Hamas to be a terrorist organization? Yes or no? Yes or no? Do you allow Israel to have its rights to defend itself? Yes or no? Yes or no? I mean, they're just like a pit bull terrier. They're just snapping at you all the time. But you can't even talk. You can't even give a answer. The other day, I saw there was this Pakistani-American that was, you know, appointed by Joe Biden, I don't know, for some judiciary position. And he was interrogated by this senator who happened to be a pro-Zionist lobbyist. And he said, do you, you know, agree that Israel has its rights to defend itself? Yes or no? Yes or no? And this man had his wife and children sitting in the gallery with him or in the bench near where he was interrogated. And there were this... you know, senator was going for him, treating him like he was like a non-entity, but insulting him in front of his wife and children, but asking him these questions. Oh, yes, you are part of this group that, you know, actually allowed certain Jewish students to be taken out of the class because they had their views on Israel and so forth. But what's your, and, you know, why are they doing this? And so many journalists are losing their jobs because they don't say yes to the... you know, the brutal questioning that they do. What's your views, Ahmed?
Again, Brother Jabbat, we must blame ourselves for it. There is an opportunity that has been created. We have allowed ourselves to allow the media to be dominated by the Zionists and those that want to dominate the world, control the world. Now, this is telling you, you know, I'm not sure how many people are looking at it from this perspective. If you take it from a South African context, you know, I was speaking last night to Brother Dr. Faisal Suleiman, and they are looking at products that you can actually boycott. Why are you looking at targeted or selected products? Because we've allowed these Zionists to infiltrate us to the extent that they have. Just like that, they've infiltrated even our own media houses. They've infiltrated. So, in other words, there's a message coming very clear from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with what is happening here to tell you, you to blame because you have allowed these people in the small numbers that they are to come and dominate all of you. So wake up, open your eyes and see exactly what is happening. So that you can give, you know, you not allow these people to manipulate and promote their propaganda all over the world. So that's the message, first of all, I think, that is coming. On the issue of Hamas, I think the time has come when you are confronted with that question, do you blame Hamas? No, I don't blame Hamas. Actually, Hamas is one of the only organizations that have the interest of the Palestinian people and the Palestinians. Okay? because they cannot allow any longer 75 to see their people suffer and die the way they are dying and being removed from their homes and demolished and everything else. They're the only ones doing it, so they are a terrorist organization. When you give arms to somebody who's perpetrating this violence against innocent people and killing them, you're not a terrorist organization. If you are found to go there in front of a school and massacre 50 or 60 children, no, you are insane. If you were Muslim, you are a terrorist. If you were not, no, you are insane. So the fact is, Hamas is trying to protect its people as a resistant movement, number one. Number two, do you want everyone to sit and allow you to continue with your human rights violations, massacring men, women, children? How long? So yes, if Hamas is not there to continue the fight on behalf of the Palestinian people, how many more people will die? How many more women will be raped? And we will never hear about it. It took 75 years of oppression for Hamas to rise and say, enough is enough. We can't take it anymore. We're not going to take it anymore. Surely Hamas doesn't want its people to die or anybody to die. There is an ideal example. You said Hamas beheaded children and things. Not a single iota of evidence has unfolded. Nothing, nothing, nothing. Because that is not Hamas. All Hamas wants is the freedom of its Palestinian people and the right to exist on the land that rightfully belongs to them.
Mm.
You must tell them flat out. You don't even need a middle ground. You don't need to defend. You just need to be straight about it. Hamas did what they had to do. If they didn't, the people of Palestine will never be free.
Ramad, you know, you make a very valid point. My engineer just showed me Quran's going to be 65 minutes long. So, Ahmed, you've got 30 seconds to round up and your parting words, Ahmed.
Well, my brothers and sisters, Palestinians are still dying every single day. I beg you, I urge you, let's continue with the protest. Let's boycott products that will be identified soon. Let's do what little we can do. Let's make lots and lots of dua for our Palestinian people. And also I want to say to you, from a political front, you can see it's getting worse by the day. Now that the ANC is even split, you can see what the DA is doing in the Western Cape. They want to make this into a Jewish state, a Zionist state. Please go out there. I'm surprised a lot of people that I spoke to are not even registered to vote, and despite the pleas have not done anything about it. Please, my brothers and sisters, go out there and register to vote. You can still do it online and make your mark so that we can make a difference in this country, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
And next up will be Jews a Day, 65 minutes uninterrupted. From the team and I, till we meet you again, we bid you assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.